Union locks. Constructing the navigation from Belfast to Sprucefield, where we stand now, had cost the Lagan Navigation Company £40,000, and that had exhausted the funds. It had its problems, suffering from severe floods in the winter and water shortages in the summer. With this in mind, Robert Whitworth, assistant to famous canal engineer James Brindley, surveyed the canal the following year and made two recommendations. Either abandon the river course altogether and construct an entirely new canal, or extend it beyond Sprucefield by either constructing a canal on the north side of the river or a new cut on the south side, crossing the River Lagan via an aqueduct at Spencer's Bridge. The second option was chosen, and, with private equity from the Company of Undertakers of the Lagan Navigation, works on a new canal cut to Loch Ney started in 1782, with English engineer Richard Owen being employed for a fee of £200 per year. The navigation was carried up 8 metres through these four locks, known as Union Locks, to the highest point of the canal. Between two of the locks, there is a basin where a boat could stop. There was also a boathouse, carpenter's workshop, lockkeeper's house, stables, and coal quay. The head or summit level extended for 11 miles to Achalee, crossing the River Lagan near Spencer's Bridge via an impressive aqueduct. Sadly, this was demolished during the construction of the M1 motorway. From Achalee, the canal dropped down 21 metres through 10 locks to Loch Ney. In December 1793, the canal was finally completed to the shore of Loch Ney at Ellis Gut. It was reported that on Wednesday, the 1st of January 1794, to celebrate the opening of the navigation, the Marquess of Donegal, who had a controlling stake in the Company of Undertakers, and Richard Owen travelled on the canal near Moira to the firing of cannon and cheering of crowds.